Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now, and now let's check in on our top story, the crisis in Ukraine. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us from Simferopol in Crimea, one of the places where Russian troops have moved in. Peter, how would you describe the situation there?
Well, people are essentially calm, but there's always uncertainty about what's happening at any given moment. The government here is essentially run by followers of a fringe separatist pro-Russian party called Russian Unity. Its leader, Sergei Aksyonov, is now prime minister. His party got all of 3% of the vote in the last elections, so people are still trying to get used to this person being in charge. The impact hasn't been fully felt yet because of the Russian military occupation, which Vladimir Putin said again today is not happening.
Yeah. What are people on the ground saying to you about that?
Oh, well, they're pretty much welcoming the troops. There's no doubt among the people here that it's Russian forces who are guarding them, and they can tell the difference between those troops, who are very professional and well-trained, and the more or less ragtag group of very enthusiastic volunteers, pro-Russian Crimeans who are calling themselves self-defense forces. The Russians have really not had to worry too much about taking control here because the majority of the population welcomes them as defenders, so they're effectively in control. There's been some concern about Russia trying to move elsewhere into eastern Ukrainian cities such as Kharkiv, but there's no sign of that yet.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned these people who might have come from outside Crimea, still Russians, because there's some reporting today here in the U.S. that this support of the Russians in Crimea has been ginned up by people brought in from the outside. But you're feeling it from the people who live there as well.
In Crimea, definitely there's a pro-Russian majority. In the other cities up in the Ukraine, Donetsk and Kharkiv, we're hearing reports of people with Russian passports who have traveled over to join the pro-Russian protests. The majority of people are happy to see them here, although they say not permanently. Most people here, not counting the new prime minister, do not want to be part of Russia. They just want to be more independent from Kiev.
Well, and we know that there are minority groups, the Tatars, for instance, who are not happy about this. Are they being vocal?
They're not being vocal. They're being very quiet. They are being very careful not to be used as scapegoats by provocateurs. They're very worried about someone being dressed as a Tatar or doing something violent. So they're basically defending their own settlements, but they're trying not to do vocal protests and not keep a high profile right now.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Simferopol, Crimea. Peter, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.